sin is dead, with the body of sin is put to death, and we walk towards him in uprightness, so that in the ages to come, this is done, so what? And this is something, honestly, I'm just realizing for the first time, at least in its fullness, that as a question, answer the question, well, why? Why does God, I always say, you know, well, why, people say, well, why does God allow evil? Why does this? Why does that? And I say, well, God is raising sons, and he planned out the world in such a way as that he thought it was best, the best way to raise up these sons. So this is one of those questions. In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So you notice right there. In the ages to come, there are ages to come. There's a kingdom of God that's going to be on earth, literally. Not one where we are brought up with him, but where he comes down to us. And in those ages, that's one age, and then there's ages to come after that. There's the eternity and who knows what. But he wants to show something. Through what happens in this age, he is showing the riches of his grace. You know, in his kindness toward us through Jesus. God wants to, he's showing us his mercy and grace. He wants to teach us of these things so that we can fully appreciate them. I mean, I suppose he could just implant that knowledge. But he wanted to implant that knowledge. Well, he is implanting the knowledge. It's just, you know, man sees everything a certain way, you know, but God is doing it his way, according to the counsel of his own will. Remember, in the previous chapters, you know, it's like the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, verse 11. So, now verse 8. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Boy, what a beautiful quadruplet of verses there. How, to me, this is really, I've been saying this throughout the first three studies I had done in this series, which were Romans, Thessalonians, and Galatians. You know, faith is not of us. It is a gift from God. People say grace is a gift. Well, whatever. All these grace, of course, grace is a gift. Graciousness is giftishness, so to speak. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. The only one subject here that would, well, the object is through, you know, through faith. That is the gift of God. It, not of yourself. Meaning, I don't stir up within myself, okay, I, from within me, you know, I went over this last time, I stir up faith. I choose to love God. I choose to believe. If I am able to make those choices, they are choices, but if I am able to make those choices, it means that God is directing me. He already put it in me to do that. There are a lot of people who can't do that. I don't care what any minister says. There's some people who can't have faith. There's some people who can't, love God. They just can't. If you were to declare, and the thing is, they candy coat God, as the prophet Ezekiel says, they sew pillows over all my armpits, over every, you know, joint of my hand, over all my actions, they sew pillows and fluffiness, and they want to make God seem fluffy and gentle and soft like a bunny, or whatever, because they feel like that is the way to appeal to the broadest number of people. In the meantime, turning off people who might otherwise receive the true God, though those who would believe in him, God has his way of getting to them through his prophets and apostles who he is raising up. Now, God has a way of getting to his own, but still, they're out there doing this, right? And it's no fret, but I does get my zeal up because I'm for the truth. And when I hear falsehood being proclaimed, it makes me feel a certain way. I get a little bit, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up, as it said of the Lord. It eats me up a bit. Not that they do so much as like, I want the truth to be known. I want that to be. Let them reject that. I get sick of the way of truth being evil spoken of because of these men who are not of God, but who have thrown over themselves the mantles of prophets and apostles and pastors. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Faith is a gift. The ability to have it, it's a gift to God. If you can have faith, God is already being gracious towards you. For by grace you are saved, through faith. Oh, I'm sorry. Not of works. Now again, if I was saved by my choice, meaning God is waiting for me to make a decision, then it's of works. Sorry, that's exactly how it is. If it is by choice of me, God is waiting on me, that I will choose to love him or choose not to love him. He wants me to make a choice, and it's coming. It's up to you, Paul. Do you want to be saved or not? That's of works then. That is absolutely of works because it's coming down to me. It's not coming down to God. It's coming down to me. You know, they say God loves everybody, and he doesn't. You know why? Because he is a loving God. And if I know this, that I'm a man. I'm a sinful, ungodly, wicked man. All right, and I love my children. And I'll tell you what. If any one of their if they were in danger of their lives, and I had the power to stop them from being hurt, you can bet I would do it. I would stop them. See, there's a lake of fire waiting for sinners. Okay? All unjust are going to go into the lake of fire and they're going to be destroyed. Now, if God loves them, he would save them from that fire. You see what I'm saying? You know why? Because he has the power to do something about it. He has the power to stop them from burning. Absolutely, he has the power. People say, well, God wants them to love him of his own free will, because without free will, there's not true love. That's a bunch of bull.